We continue our learning. We're in Sota, Perek Dal, and Mishnah Gimel. We learn in previously in Mishnah Aleph that if a man marries a woman, Be'isra, let's say a Kohen Gadol, to an Almana or a Kohen Hedit to a Grusha, and there was warning and she's secluded with another man, she doesn't drink. Why does she not drink? Because it says, only when she goes astray as his wife, someone who he's allowed to be married to. This is a woman he's not allowed to be married to, and therefore she doesn't drink. Our Mishnah is going to be speaking of other women who are not ruyos to be married to this particular man. And the cases we're speaking of is meuberes chaveru and menekas chaveru. The Chachamim prohibited a pregnant or nursing mother to remarry within the first 2 years of the child's life. That's in the Gemara on Daf Chavavim at Aleph. And the reason for this is we're afraid that the woman may become pregnant from the new husband while she's still nursing the child from the first husband. And now that will impact her ability to nurse. The milk will be affected. So you say, hold on, okay, so then we'll find other foods, there'll be formula and other foods that you can feed. The Chachamim are afraid the second husband may not provide for the child because it's not his child. And therefore the child may be now dangerous and won't be able, the child is going to starve. And this applies as well to a pregnant woman because when she gives birth, she'll be nursing the baby. And therefore the Chachamim say 2 years, she should not marry. So in the case of the Mishnah, a man married one of these women, Menekes Chavera or Muberes Chavera within the 2 year period, and he's violating his sister Rabbanon. And now the case is that the husband, this new husband, warned her not to exclude herself with a particular man, and she violated that. So now she's a Sota. What's the halacha? Can she drink or not? So it says the Mishnah, lo shosos, velo not los ksuba. So again, Muberes Chavera, Umenekes Chavera, lo shosos, if she will not drink, velo not los ksuba, and will not be paid the ksuba. Rabbi Meir holds that a man, because they're not allowed to marry, marrying this pregnant woman or nursing woman, he has to divorce her because it's dangerous for the baby. And therefore, because he violated this Issa Durabanan, he's not allowed to remarry her. And since he can't keep her as a wife or take her back, so therefore she's not in Ishto, she's not included, and she's excluded from the halacha of drinking from the water. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Because his halacha is, as the Gemara says, Yotzi velo yachzir olamis, and therefore this is really someone who's not ishto, they're not allowed to stay married, and therefore she doesn't drink. What do you mean? After she finishes nursing, he can take her back. So the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. Person who violated a woman who's muberes chaver, who violated the Issur Rabbanan and married a pregnant woman or a nursing woman. So it's true, Yotzi. He has to divorce her. But if 2 years have passed and he now can marry her, so that's okay. And that, if that's true, she's ru'uya le'ishus because he can divorce her and then take her back after she finishes nursing. And therefore, since she's ru'uya le'ishus, she is fit to be married to him at some point. If he would warn her and she is secluded, she does have a din of sota, and we do give her to drink. Then the Mishnah says, Islandess, a woman who hasn't physically matured, so therefore she cannot have children. Uzekain, a woman who's elderly, she can't have children. Generalelate, or some other reason why women cannot have children. Lo shosos, velo not los ksuva, they're not ru'uya le'ishus, because of this, they can't help, they can't fulfill a pru revu, can't help the husband fulfill the mitzvah peravru, and therefore they don't drink and don't have and don't receive a ksuva and don't become an eshes sota. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, they are ruuyas leishes. Why? Because yachal huli salisha acheres v'lifros liveros heimena. A man is allowed to be married to an islandess or a zakena. You'll say, aye, but they can't. But he can't fulfill peravru with these women. That's okay. He can marry another woman and fulfill peravru with another woman. So there's another wrong with him being married to an islandess or zakena as one of his wives, and since there is a halacha, they are ru'uya le'ishus, therefore if he warns her and they have stira, they do drink. But we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. U'sha'ar kalan ashtim, the Mishnah concludes, all other women, o shosos, o lo nos, o lo not los ksuva. Meaning, as we learned in previous Mishnah, a woman who says, I'm not drinking, she leaves without a ksuva, so she can drink. Or if she refuses to drink, she forfeits her ksuva. Perek Dal and Mishnah Dal. Eishes Kohen, Shosa Umuteres Labal. Yavin Eishes Kohen. And the husband warned her, this Kinui and Stira warned her, she's secluded. She drinks the Mayim Hamarim, and she is mutter, if she's nimseis tahora, we find she's tahora, and nothing happens to her, she's allowed to return to her husband, the water doesn't check her, she's allowed to live with her husband. Now, what's the chiddush here? So the fact that this is a regular case of a sota, potential sota, but we realize that the waters didn't do anything to her, so she returns to her husband. So the chiddush is like this, even though she's an Eishes Kohen, and an Eishes Kohen generally we treat much more strictly than an Eishes Israel. Why? Because an Eishes Israel who was nenso, who was violated, who was raped, let's say, is mutter to return to her husband. But an Eishes Kohen shenenso, who was raped, is not allowed to return to her husband. So therefore, if she becomes a sota, maybe I would have thought, okay, you know why the water didn't check her? Because she didn't do this willingly. She was only, it was a case of ones. The man violated, the man raped her. It was not done willingly. So I would have said, that's why the water didn't check her. But that's not a reason we should allow her to go back to her husband who's a Kohen. Maybe she should be yusher to a Kohen. The answer is we're not choshes, we're not concerned about that. She has the same halacha as an Eishes Yisrael. If nothing happened after she drank the water, she can return to her husband. And that would be true even if there were other illnesses that started, and as long as her lotzavsa bitten of a low nafla yerecha, she doesn't have that punishment of the body, how it affects the swells, the stomach, and the thighs, so then she's muteris to her husband. The Gemara also gives another reason for this, what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. It says in Parsha Sota, vihilo nispasa. It says the whole case of Sota is only in a case where she was not violated, she was nispasa, meaning she was seized, she was grabbed, she was raped. So what does that show you? It says if that teaches us that if in fact a woman we know was raped, so then I would have said, so then the whole halach of sota doesn't even apply. So I would say, oh, if that's true, where there's a difference, the whole halach of sota is only is a case where the woman was not raped, where it's done willingly, but if she was violated, it was against her will, so then the whole pasha of sota doesn't apply. I would say, oh, that means the whole Pasha of Sota is only speaking to an Eishes Yisrael. But an Eishes Kohen, since even if Nispasa, she would be usher to her husband, maybe she should not drink. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that an Eishes Kohen does drink as well. Eishes Saris Shosa. A Saris is a man who's sterile. So I would have thought maybe because the Pasuk says, Vayitain Ishbach Eshechavto mi baladei Ishech. Someone other than your husband lived with you, I would have thought, oh, so that maybe that means you have to be a real husband, a man who's able to father children. And that's what it means, Bibaladei Ishech. So that's maybe the whole Parsha of Sota is speaking about a husband who a woman whose husband is not a service, is not sterile. Because it says you were with another man secluded, mi baladei ishech. Besides ishech, ishech means your husband. Husband meaning someone who potentially can have children. So the Mishnah here says no. Eishes saris is shosa. The chiddush is that if the husband warns her and she's secluded, and then so she does drink the water. There's some debate in the Rishonim. Maybe there's a difference between the type of saris. There's a saris chama where a man became that's so. Someone who was born sterile, maybe that would be true where he's able to drink. But Sris Adam, let's say somehow he was he became sterile because of some injury, so maybe that's the halacha should be different because that puts him in a different category. We spoke in Yevamos about Psuadaka and Krushavcha and their Asur Lavo Bakal, so it's some debate about that. And then the Mishnah says, Al Yidei Kol ha'arayos mekanin. So this is a big chiddush. What it's saying is like this. A husband can warn his wife with respect to all of the arayos. I don't want you to seclude yourself with this person. This person is her father, is Gile Arayos. And that's even someone who she can even have yichud with. So maybe I would say, well, the parsha should not apply to that. No iser ichud there or arayus in general. Why should the laws of sota apply to arayus? Not says the Mishnah al yedei kol harayus mikanim. And in fact, she did. Let's say the husband warned her, do not seclude yourself with your father or with your son. If she did, so then she becomes usher to the husband until she drinks from from the water. The Gemara says, so had why would I have thought, maybe why would I have thought otherwise? So that's really what the Gemara is saying. Maybe it sounds like from the Gemara that that should be obvious, and why do I need the Mishnah to teach me that? So it's based on the following. In Parsha Sot, it says the word Nitma'a twice. And what do we learn from the fact that it says Nitma'a twice? That if she, in fact, was disloyal, she becomes usur to her Baal and to her Boel. Echad l'Baal v'echad l'Boel. One Nitma is there to teach you that she can't return to her husband, and the other that she cannot return to the Boel, the one with whom she had relations. So if that's true, it's through this Tumah she becomes usur to the Boel, meaning even if her husband divorces her, when her husband divorces her, he gives her a get, and now, she wants to marry the man she's secluded with and she had relations with. The answer is no, she's not allowed to do that. So I would have thought, since I learned from the Torah, it says Nitma twice to tell me she's usher to the man she was secluded with as well, she's intimate with, I would have thought, so that doesn't apply to Arayos, because that's someone who she was usher to anyway. So maybe the whole halach of Sota, of Kinui, would not apply, because I don't need a pasuk to tell me that she's usher. And then, and maybe we shouldn't get him a drink. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that even with respect to Arayos, the Kinui works, we give it a drink. That pasuk is not coming to exclude Arayos, and that's why Al Yidei Kol Arayos Mikanim. We can warn her. But two exceptions, chutz min hakatan, unless it's a katan, which means if the child is less than 9 years and one day, where we say ein bia so bia, that's one explanation. We've had that earlier in the Seder, in Nashim. And some say no means under 13 years and one day, meaning the child doesn't have signs of physical maturity. Why is that true, that a katan, the halach of sota, doesn't apply to where the husband says you can't seclude yourself with this person, and that person, that man, is a child, either under 9 or maybe under 13, because the pasuk says v'shachav ish osa, you potentially slept with a man, that's an ish v'lo katan. And who else is excluded? Umisha ain't a wish. Let's say an animal. So he warns her, don't seclude her with this animal because of a concern of bestiality. So that halacha does not apply. His kin is not a kinoi. She doesn't have a din sota, and she does not have to drink from the mayim.